In this bulletin, an update to the Australian citizenship test, a growth forecast for the Australian economy cut for 2021, and in Super Netball, a win for the Sunshine Coast Lightning. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. The federal government is updating Australia's citizenship test for the first time in more than a decade to heighten the focus on what it calls Australian values. There won't be changes to residency requirements for citizenship, but five questions on so-called Australian values must all be answered correctly. From the end of October, visa and citizenship applicants will need to affirm the updated Australian values statement at their citizenship ceremony. A grade of at least 75% is required to pass the test. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is resisting pressure to ease Melbourne's coronavirus lockdown as regional Victoria opens up. After 42 new infections in Victoria yesterday, Melbourne is now averaging 49.6 cases per day over the past 2 weeks. The 14-day average of cases in Melbourne must be between 30 and 50 for some restrictions to be eased as planned on the 28th of September. Mr. Andrews says it's too soon to ease the restrictions.
We're at our best when we see these things through and when we're united in dealing with our common challenge. And that's why we'll not be pressured into making decisions that are just not right. We will not be pressured into ignoring the advice of experts. Instead, we should look to what's happening in regional Victoria and be optimistic and confident that we can deliver exactly that outcome in metropolitan Melbourne, and we will.
From today in regional Victoria, all shops can reopen, people can leave their homes without restriction, and outdoor gathering limits will be raised to 10. Meanwhile, strict security is in place to stop people from Melbourne travelling to the regions. The World Health Organization warns that COVID-19 is spreading at a worrying pace in some parts of the Northern Hemisphere and is set to get worse. There have been more than 26 million global cases of COVID-19 and almost 940,000 deaths, with many countries around the world now experiencing a second wave. WHO technical lead for COVID-19, Maria van Kerkhove, fears the burden on hospitals will be far too difficult for countries to manage as they approach winter.
Not only seeing an increase in the case numbers, but we're seeing an increase in the hospitalizations. We're seeing increases in ICU. And this is a number of countries that we're seeing this in across the Northern Hemisphere. And we haven't started the flu season yet.
The OECD has cut its growth forecast for Australia for next year. The organisation is predicting the Australian economy will grow by just 2.5% in 2021. That's down from its previous forecast of 4.1%. Its prediction for 2020 brings slightly better news, forecasting a contraction of only 4.1%. The organisation says government fiscal support will need to continue in 2021 to preserve confidence and limit uncertainty. The federal government is set to stop JobKeeper support in March of next year. The European Union says the United Kingdom can't change the Brexit agreement without destroying global trust in the country. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his government's planned law that would override parts of the agreement is necessary because the EU might behave unreasonably towards the UK. Speaking to the European Parliament in Brussels, EU President Ursula von der Leyen says both parties agreed to the deal, so it's both a legal and moral imperative that it can't be changed on a whim.
This withdrawal agreement took 3 years to negotiate, and we worked relentlessly on it, line by line, word by word. And this agreement has been ratified by this House and by the House of Commons. It cannot be unilaterally changed, disregarded, or disapplied. This is a matter of law and trust and good faith.
To sport, and Biddy and Hunt has starred for the Sunshine Coast Lightning in their Super Netball win over the Collingwood Magpies. Hunt's athleticism was on display in the 63-53 victory over Collingwood, who will finish last on the Super Netball competition ladder this year. Also starring for Sunshine Coast were Kara Konen, who scored 41 of their goals, and defender Fumza Mawini. And now for a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth and 22, showers in Adelaide and 19, light rain at times in Melbourne and 15, an early shower or two in Hobart and 13, a possible shower in Canberra and 23, much the same in Wollongong and 26, windy in Sydney and 30, mostly sunny in Newcastle, 29, sunny in Brisbane, 27, showers in Cairns, 28, and mostly sunny in Darwin, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.